This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Senator, you did call this a smoking gun, which says that you believe this proves some sort of collusion, perhaps, between the Trump campaign and Russia. What do you believe it's a smoking gun for?
The smoking gun is that President Trump said that he was wiretapped. We don't have wires in our phones anymore. Nobody actually literally taps a wire. They might on occasion, but for the most part, we use the term wiretapping to mean eavesdropping. So now we know that someone in the Obama administration was eavesdropping and specifically searching a data bank looking for the Trump people. That's a big deal.
Senator, there's a difference, you know, between incidental surveillance, which is what this was, and ordering wiretapping on an office.
I think it's a mistake.
To assert that this proves what Donald Trump said is true,
I think it's
simply
a mistake.
Irresponsible.
I think it's a mistake to downgrade this and say, oh, it was just incidental, it's no big deal. It is a huge deal that we are collecting millions of Americans' phone calls and that someone can go to a keyboard and put your name in and search it without a warrant. This is an illegal, warrantless search. This is the kind of stuff that is rife for abuse from either party. And Joe had it exactly right when he said, if Dick Cheney did this to the Obama administration, Bill and every other leftist in the country would be on the other side of this issue. It's not
Senator,
a partisan issue.
But you know what? It's very, very different thing to say someone in the Obama administration was surveilling, was listening to specific conversations. We just simply don't know that.
Well, here's the thing is you can order the specific, listening device, or you can say, you know what, we already have it, and it's this amazing reverse targeting, and we have millions of people in a database, and I can be Susan Rice and go down and type Donald Trump or General Flynn into a database, and boom, up comes all this information.
Happened?
Is that not the same as ordering the surveillance? They know it exists. Look, every international businessman or woman who talks overseas is in that database. Do we want political officials to be able to type in the name of a Bill Gates and find out they have a deal going on in Europe?
We do not want that to happen.
That's the point. I believe Susan Rice abused this system, and she did it for political purposes. She needs to be brought in and questioned under
oath. You believe that, but none of us here, including Senator, with all due respect, know that.
Ask her whether President Obama ordered this or whether he knew about it. That is a big deal if the outgoing administration was actually literally sifting through things, and part of his administration already said we were going to scatter it out there publicly to try to harm the Trump administration. This was a witch hunt that began with the Obama administration, sour grapes on the way out the door. They were going to use the intelligence apparatus to attack Trump, and I think they did.
Well, and why not? This administration utilized the agencies for their own political purpose. IRS, Lois Lerner, there was a pattern that has been well established, and the media chose to ignore it. Now, I appreciate Micah's resistance to go into this and to, you know, kind of hold back. That's okay. You know, that's part of the conversation so that there is proof that is brought out. But you already do have proof. You can't deny that General Flynn was already a victim of that abuse. And this is the thing, I think, where, was kind of maybe an moment for if it was Susan Rice and the Obama administration. It would seem that it was, especially in light of the New York Times report, that Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama, in typical form, very secretly, signed off on a special regulation to open up the sharing of intelligence and raw data, unmasking names, and now going from, you know, a handful of people to now thousands of people who have this information. And when you have information, and especially anything of top secret nature, boy, that is serious currency in the D.C. Beltway. More to talk about. Stay with us, America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, sometimes you just got to hit the pause button. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? And, you know, consider, as my dear friend used to say, you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. And maybe that needs to be a sober reminder for us all. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us at just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Our next guest is got an incredible story and background. I mean, imagine he was there in the belly of the beast, you might say, in Hollywood as a screenwriter, art director, and production designer, with over 100 projects under his belt, including film and music. And while in Hollywood, his eyes were forced wide open by observation, reflection, and research about the occult in Hollywood. John Robertson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, good morning. God's blessings upon you and your listeners, and it is my pleasure and privilege to join you, sir.
Well, God's blessings back at you, plus tax and license, because that's the way we operate in this country, this land of the free here, you know. We got to make sure we cover everything, you know, especially, you know, for those people in California, because everything is all taxed forever here. But, John, you know, I want to talk about your experience in Hollywood. As you say, you're there, you know, to make a living, to exercise your God-given talents and gifts. And meanwhile, you start observing something quite nefarious. And we've heard reports about this from child actors over the years. But for some reason, Hollywood still wants to stick their head in the sand. They just don't want to really even deal with this issue, do they?
Bill, that is exactly correct, sir. And if I may, I'd like to take about a minute, minute and a half, just to give your listeners a quick rundown of who I am. And then we'll jump right in.
Okay.
My name is John Robertson. I'm a 16-year veteran of Hollywood feature film and network television production, having worked extensively for the cable networks as well. And in the early days in Hollywood, I did a number of music videos, everything from Stone Temple Pilots to Shakira. So I've kind of moved across the spectrum of music.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And some of my credits include I worked for Steven Spielberg on Catch Me If You Can. I did all 5 seasons of the ABC network show Alias, working for J.J. Abrams.
Right.
Let's see. I worked on National Treasure, Miss Congeniality 2, The First Pirates of the Caribbean, The Black Pearl, lots of network television. Most recently, my last show in Hollywood was in September of 2015, working on the NBC primetime show Superstore. And, Bill, I've got to tell you, when they found out that I was doing all these internet radio shows and really blowing the whistle on the Luciferian satanic agenda that is not just part of Hollywood, Bill, but it is Hollywood. When they found out, I got called up to the Black Tower there in Studio City, and they gave me the big boot. So, folks, believe me when I say this to you. There is a blacklist in Hollywood, and after 16 years of hard work, I managed to get myself on it.
Well, you say the black power of Hollywood, a deep state in and of itself, isn't that right?
Yes, sir, it is. And actually, just to make a quick correction, it's the Black Tower. It is the corporate
Black Tower,
West Coast headquarters for General Electric and the entire Universal NBC chain.
So, boy, that is power central.
Indeed, it is. Just to give your listeners a thumbnail, General Electric is the corporate manager, if you will, over Universal, Focus Films, NBC, and Comcast. So there are six major studios left in Hollywood. I managed to get 86 for life. I got banned permanently from NBC Universal, which, of course, removed just under 20% of my job market. And really at that time, Bill, as you indicated in the introduction, it was time to respond to the discernment that the Lord had placed in my heart and really acknowledged what my eyes were seeing with the scales having dropped from them. And it was time to move on. I'm speaking to you today from about 50 miles out of Seattle, and I've been in the state of Washington for about a year, where I currently produce the Hagman & Hagman Report,
exactly,
on HagmanReport.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, when they called you up there, I mean, what was your trepidation? I mean, you're called to the Black Tower, and it's a we're going to have a head-to-head meeting here. But meanwhile, leading up to this, the scales are falling off and you're starting to see this discrepancy and, you know, this level of debased immorality that is running rampant in Hollywood. How long was this process and how long did you carry this pain and grief, with you?
Bill, that's an excellent question and thank you so much. Let's see. I began to work first with Doug and Joe Hagman on the Hagman & Hagman Report, and then I started to do some shows with John B. Wells at Caravan to Midnight and just moved forward from there. I've been blessed to appear on the Josh Tolley Show, the Common Sense Show, Weekend Vigilante, many, many fine internet radio shows, much like the Bill Martinez Show. That being said, it was about a three-year interim period between the time that I started doing internet radio and some internet television with a specific focus on the satanic and Luciferian agenda in Hollywood. And Bill, I've got to tell you, every morning I felt like a walking civil war going to work. I felt like a hypocrite on one side of the studio gate and a turncoat on the other.
Wow. Yeah, that'll keep you up at night. So that'll wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, what am I doing? So, as you came to that realization and you find yourself living this hypocritical life, John, you know, what was this, like a 3 year, 5 year period of time that you were dealing with this conflict?
Indeed, Bill, it was about a 3 year period of time. I did my first big Hollywood broadcast with the Hagman Report back in early 2014. So it was actually probably about a 2 year period, but it was really 3 to 3.5 years that it was killing me in my spirit. Because what happened, Bill, and I'm not a big numerology guy. I am a Christian and a believer in Jesus Christ. But it's important that I would submit to your listeners here this morning that it's not so much what we believe, it's what they believe. And something happened, Bill, on 12-12 of 2012. I was working at the time for Disney. I was working on a kid's show called Ant Farm for a company called It's a Laugh Productions. And It's a Laugh is the production company that's a subsidiary of Disney that brings all of the big kid shows on Disney and Disney XD. We often would kind of joke that It's a Laugh is the house that the Hannah Montana show built. So I was working for Disney on a kid show, and something shifted that day. And you could see it almost overnight in Hollywood, Bill. Whereas Hollywood has always operated with a somewhat odious and dark component, almost overnight, everything that you saw, the billboards in Central Hollywood and all through the San Fernando Valley, it's all about satanic elements and witchcraft and teenage sex and gratuitous, just things that you don't want your children involved in. And Bill, when we get back from the break, I'd love to give you a quick primer on how Hollywood got its name, because it is satanic from the gate.
Exactly. Well, this is what I love about, you know, talking with an executive producer of a syndicated show like the Hagman Report is because they know when they hear music, it's not time to dance, it's time to exit. But we will be back. We've got some good time to spend here with John Robertson as he pulls back the curtain on... I'll tell you, this is really shocking stuff. It is stuff that you've heard, even maybe even have read about, but it's much more pervasive than you realize. John Robertson is with us, and more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez coming at you live, fresh, and independent every day, Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on these on this incredible network of 280 affiliates around the world via shortwave. Just having a lot of fun pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us, because that's just how independent we are. A conversation with John Robertson continues. John, of course, had a very successful career in Hollywood for many years. And then things changed. And, John, I want to go back. As you said, you're not necessarily one for numerology, but there's no doubt that numbers and God do coincide. You know, you think of significant numbers that God uses. And there's something significant about 12, the number 12. And you said 12-12 of 2012, something, there was a dramatic paradigm shift, or let's just say a curtain pullback on the deviousness and the evil of Hollywood.
Bill, that is exactly correct. And just to touch quickly on numerology and symbology, and then with your permission, I'm going to take about 3 minutes to explain to your listeners how Hollywood really got its name. But when we look at symbology, folks, and symbology is simply the study of symbols and symbolism. Make no mistake about it, Hollywood is replete with satanic symbolism. I'll give you a couple cases in point. You look at the CBS logo, that's clearly the eye, the capstone of the pyramid on our dollar bill, the eye of Lucifer overseeing what we colloquially call the New World Order agenda. Let's take a look at Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers has recently, over the past 5 years, changed their logo. Time Warner is now clearly the eye of Osiris, the eye of Horus, following what we in Hollywood call the monomyth that began in the Bible with Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. Let's look at Paramount. Paramount Pictures may appear to most to simply be what? A mountain with some stars around it. That logo has been present all the way back to Famous Players Lasky, which is the corporation that preceded Paramount 100 years ago. Bill, that mountain is the same pyramidic symbol that is found on the back of our dollar bill. It indicates the 13 steps of the secret societies that are all Luciferian in their belief system. And even those stars around the mountain, how many stars are there? 22. Why is that relevant? Because 22 in numerology signifies creativity and deception.
Well, the symbols are there for us to look at and again, reinforce what they're, you know, what their worldview is and what's driving them. But on 12-12, again, the curtain must have been pulled back in a dramatic way where they said, John, we're far enough down the road that we don't need to be that secretive. We can just let it all hang out, so to speak.
Yes, sir, that's accurate. And if I may, I'm going to give a quick rundown on how Hollywood got its name, because if your listeners can just away with this today, it will help them break through the fake stream media narrative, the fake news, and the controlled conditioning that is pumped out, Bill, by what I call the evil trifecta or the unholy trinity. And what do I mean by the unholy trinity? It's this simple, folks, and this is what runs Hollywood. Madison Avenue cooks it up. They are so adept at making you feel worthless. You're not good enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not rich enough, and you smell bad. Madison Avenue cooks it up. Wall Street funds it, and Hollywood blasts it out to the world. It's controlled conditioning to make you do exactly what they want you to do, whether it's in the voting booth or on the deodorant aisle of Walmart. How did Hollywood get its name, Bill? Let's rock and roll. Folks,
yes.
The mainstream narrative for 100 years is that Hollywood was a real estate development in the Hollywood Hills, originally called Hollywoodland. That is total rubbish. In order to understand how Hollywood got its name, we need to do a quick, very quick move through history. We're going to go to 10th century Druidic occultism in what ultimately became the United Kingdom. We're going to move right through the Lower East Side of New York, and then I'll drop you off in Hollywood 100 years ago. Understand, Bill, that in ancient Druidic worship of Gaia, of Mother Earth, it was all about the seasons and the harvest. And in order to ensure that the harvest would be bountiful, they did all manner of satanic ritual and rite that you can trace all the way back to the biblical time with the Canaanites and the worship of Moloch. So 10th century England places like Stonehenge, the intersection of ley lines across our planet, folks, they would get together, their coven would get together and do rituals and rite and witchcraft incantations. And this is important. The key date in the Druidic calendar was the winter solstice, December 21st. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's the longest day of the year. It's brutally cold. The trees are skeletal. It's a barren land at that latitude, 10th century. They would get together and do their incantations, and a very important part of those satanic rites was the waving of the wand. Now, Bill, we tend to trivialize the wand as being something sort of like a Harry Potter type thing or a costume.
Right.
But wands were incredibly important, and they were always fashioned from the Toyon tree, T-O-Y-O-N, the Toyon tree. Why? Because the Toyon tree maintains its green leaves and foliage throughout the year, and it was the marker between the longest day of the year capitulating over to springtime when Mother Earth, when Gaia would begin to provide her sustenance. Let's move forward to New York City, mm-hmm. 1905. In 1905, we were at an intersection of two great industrial eras in this country. We were at the intersection of the era of steam being usurped by the era of electricity. And so it's at this time, a lot of men would die very young, oftentimes at their jobs. Industry was brutal back then. It created a subculture on the Lower East Side of New York of young, mm-hmm. tough Jewish kids being raised by the maternal side of their family. Now, this is important because in Jewish culture, it is the maternal side that teaches the ancient spiritual mysticism of Kabbalah. And within mm-hmm. Kabbalah, Bill, is the through line of the ancient Druidic occultic practices. So we've got these young, tough kids. They're fatherless, but they're entrepreneurial. They're not afraid to make a buck by any means necessary. At this time, the Edison Company across the river in New Jersey began to create something that had never before been seen. Three-dimensional life coming at you off of a two-dimensional plane. It blew people away. These young, tough Jewish kids, Lower East Side, they began to rent storefronts. And in these storefronts, they would hang a sheet, put out a few chairs, and they would show these Edison Company shorts. They were sepia-toned, hand-cranked, no sound. Often they would have a piano player accompany live to give some music and to create that suspension of disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, these places were called Nickelodeon. Why? Because it cost a nickel to gain entrance. And mm-hmm. Odeon is actually the Greek little g god that presides over the theater. Nickelodeon. These
right.
kids made a fortune on Nickelodeons. With their pockets bulging full of cash, they absconded out of New York. Why? Because they were under a monopolistic, monolithic crush of Edison, Marconi, Tesla, and Eastman Kodak. Bill, you couldn't get one foot of celluloid nitrate film back then unless you were doing business with Eastman Kodak. These young, mm-hmm. tough
yes,
kids,
I remember,
had,
right.
Yes, sir, mm-hmm. they had it.
No, I only say I remember because I worked at a radio station in Bakersfield that was owned by Eastman Kodak.
Oh, my goodness. And that, you know, we're gonna have to have a conversation offline, Bill.
Yes.
So just quickly, how did Hollywood get its name? It's 1905, 1910, these young, tough kids, pockets bulging full of Nickelodeon cash. They come west to escape the monopoly of Eastman Kodak, Edison, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They get to Hollywood. They've been brought up in the tradition of Jewish mysticism and Kabbalah. And they have been taught the value, the punctuation mark of the waving of the wand. They knew, Bill, that they possessed the biggest wand that would cast the most mesmerizing spell over humanity and has for generations since. Remember, I told you the wand is made from the Toyon tree. The Toyon tree in America is the holly tree. Bill, these young kids knew they had the greatest wand that would ever cast a spell over humanity, and thus came the name Hollywood, the biggest wand in media in history.
Wow. Wow, I've never heard this before. I doubt that many of our listeners have as well, John. Great stuff here, and we've got more as we continue to talk about Hollywood, the Luciferian agenda that is running unchecked, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. More from John Robertson after this.
Oh, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
I tell you, you want to be reminded what makes this country great? I would tell you, just look in the mirror. It's we the people. That's what it's all about. Our conversation with John Robertson continues. John is currently executive producer of the Hagman Report. He's had 10 years plus experience working in Hollywood as a screenwriter, art director, production designer. Over 100 projects, including both film and music, you name it. He's, you name the person, he's just about worked with him, including the likes of Steven Spielberg. So what he is sharing with us is, frontline experience. I mean, this isn't just hearsay or something he heard from somebody else. This is something that he has experienced himself. And as you can imagine, we're going to spend the rest of the hour talking with John about Hollywood, and you're going to still be wanting for more. So already we've made a commitment to have him back. But meanwhile, as John just explained, how Hollywood came about, people thinking that it had something to do with real estate development, but much more ethereal and spiritual, dare I say, than you would have considered. Right, John?
Bill, that's exactly correct. And what I'd like to do is quickly touch on the number one question that I've been asked from my first day on a set back in early 2000 all the way up to my last day on a set when security literally came and pulled me off the set of Superstore in mid-September of 2015. The big number one question, how do you break into Hollywood? How do you do it? Because everybody feels like it's this massive Great Wall of China, and in fact, no pun intended, it is becoming the Great Wall of China.
Yes.
Corporations like the Dolly and Wong Corporation purchase massive studio properties like Lionsgate. But how do you get into Hollywood? Well, there are many different methods. I personally, just by happenstance, in 1993, met Mark Polish, who is part of the Polish Brothers. They are twins, and we wrote a screenplay together in the winter of 93-94. 9 years later, that script was actually produced, and it was distributed by Sony Pictures Classics. But how do you get into Hollywood? Bill, I'm sorry to tell your listeners this morning, but demonic brokerage is a very real thing. Demonic brokerage, yeah, that's a euphemism for selling your soul to Satan. And this is how it works. I would encourage all of the Bill Martinez Show listeners to wrap your heads around this. In the United States of America, there is multi-generational witchcraft family, many of whom have been here since the late 17th century. And within this infrastructure, there is a demonic architecture, if you will, across the country. They are very organized, and they are, in fact, militaristic in their organization. So you've got sergeants and majors and five-star generals in the what we colloquially call the Illuminati. They don't call themselves the Illuminati. They call themselves witches, priests, or initiates. Folks, hear me. If you ever hear someone speaking about being initiated or an initiate, you really need to get your Ephesians 6 armor on, because you are very likely talking to somebody who is, in to one degree or another, involved in witchcraft. Let's take a look at some of the celebrities. Katy Perry. Now, my dad is one of the west coast of the country, from Spokane as far south as Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we did all the big Christian contemporary acts and Christian rock bands coming up through the late 70s, and my dad is still active today. He actually worked for a brief time with Katy Perry, and when she was younger, in her teens, I witnessed firsthand Katy Perry leading thousands of people in praise and worship to Christ Jesus our Lord. So what happened? Well, you can go on YouTube and hear her plainly state, quote, "I thought I was going to become the Amy Grant of Christian music, but that really didn't happen, so I sold my soul to Satan. I sold my soul to the devil." And now look at the work that she produces. It's very dark. Yes. It's very satanic. And hear me, folks, the reason I do these shows, Bill, is for one simple reason. It's about defending the defenseless. It's about protecting your kids. And I'm telling your listeners here this morning that Hollywood is out to destroy your kids. It's out to deceive you, and to do so in what I call a satanic Manchurian modus operandi. What I mean by that is Hollywood has some of the most potent officers in the army of Legion, in Satan's army. Why? Because they manipulate your mind, and they trick you. And not only are many of them not aware that they're working for Satan, but you pay them the immense amount of money that they make to do so.
Yes. Thank you very much.
People
exactly.
sell their soul. God bless you. People sell their soul for celebrity in Hollywood. The one that really breaks my heart is Bob Dylan. My goodness, look at Bob Dylan. Interviewed several years back on 60 Minutes, and the interviewer said, "Bob, you're 70 years old. Why do you continue to do it?" And he looks at him, and without hesitation, he says, "Well, I made a deal many, many years ago." And the interviewer says, "Need I ask with whom?" And Dylan says, "With the chief commander. And he's kept up his end, and I'm keeping up mine." Why is that so sad, folks? Bob Dylan made two of the best records of the early 80s in Slow Train Coming and the follow-up album, Fade. There was a time where Bob Dylan collided into a massive love affair with Jesus Christ. But, Bill, something happened, and I'll tell you what. You sell your soul. The only thing that can break that contract is deliverance from the Holy Spirit of the risen Lord.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, because for a while, like you said, he made a turn to Christianity, you know, with his music. And you could tell that there was some spiritual evolution that was taking place. But what happened, you know, that did he go back, or he just walked away from Christianity? I mean, obviously he did that, but did he have early influences of the satanic in his early career?
You know, Bill, I am so grateful that you asked that question. I would be remiss not to make this very clear here this morning. Scripture informs us and promises us in the inerrant Word of God that when you are saved by the blood of Christ, and there's nothing else, folks, that can do it, when you come broken to the cross and you say, as Carrie Underwood so brilliantly did years ago, Jesus, take the wheel. When I drive the car, I crash it, and the older I get, the crashes are going from fender benders to 10-car pileups. When you legitimately accept the redemption of the blood of Christ and you say, I want to mark my life with your name, Christ Jesus, and thus become a Christian, the Bible tells us you are sealed in the power of the Holy Spirit. I personally believe that seal cannot be broken. So with regard to Dylan or even Katy Perry, it's a confounding question, because one must ask oneself, were they genuinely saved to begin with? And that's why I started this piece. Yes, sir. That's why I started this piece with my own personal eyewitness testimony of having seen a young, very cute, very talented Katy Perry lead praise and worship. Not just go out on stage and rock a few tunes, but lead praise and worship to the Most High. It's a heartbreaking situation, Bill.
Well, for Dylan, like you say, you see him, and then and I guess that's the question that's before us today. And the Bible is clear in terms of the need to renew our minds. Our minds have been infiltrated with this culture. We've been bombarded at every turn, whether it's the music we listen to or movies that we think, well, it's only 15 seconds of the bad stuff, so why is that a problem? Jesus told his followers, his disciples and apostles, not to be fooled, that a little bit of leaven will spoil the whole bunch. And we take all that for granted. And unless you've really experienced that, in each of us, I mean, you and I, John, we've gone through, to some degree, a parallel lives where you realize the question needs to be called. You find yourself living in the gray area. And I can tell you, when I was in Los Angeles working in major market radio there, I found myself really dealing in the gray area of life until that time when, God confronted me. And I'm eternally grateful. But in that moment, John, I just said, God, please, can I have some time here? I deserve to be judged. Is there a time that I can have to, kind of rectify the record, maybe do some do-overs and make up, even though it's not about works, but it's about the demonstration of your faith. It's not the works that save us. That's not God's economy of things, as we know. John Robertson is with us. We got more from John on the other side of this break. Stay with us, America.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the American 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Once again, I'm reminded of one of our guests who said, they let you talk about this? You know, he was just so shocked and surprised, and I'm sure he's probably really shocked if he's listening to our show today and our interview and discussion with John Roberson, who worked for many years in Hollywood, and he's pulling back the curtain on this Luciferian agenda that began at the turn of the 20th century, how it's controlling Hollywood and hence controlling our children and our very lives. It is affecting our worldview ever so subtly. We're like that frog they keep talking about that finds itself in boiling water. Wasn't instantly boiling. It just, you know, has been gradually turned up. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, America, you and I and our kids are being slowly cooked with this agenda. John, let's unveil more about this Luciferian agenda that you have to share with us.
Well, Bill, thank you so much. And folks, what we'll do, I want to talk at a future date about the surveillance state, the controlled conditioning, and the programming that even yields a controlled opposition through Hollywood. But we'll save that for another time, because, Bill, I want to jump right into the obvious pagan idolatry that is Hollywood, and then we're going to talk about how this at times works out to even be, unfortunately, the sacrifice of innocent children. Folks, Hollywood is no longer hiding behind anything. When the Bible specifically admonishes us to not worship false idols, I don't think that meant don't put a golden calf on top of your television, although mm-hmm. I would ask all the listeners, where is the television in your home? Is it not right. The centerpiece altar, as Anton LaVey stated in the early 1970s, that mm-hmm. that creates that focal point when someone walks into your home? Hollywood is rife with pagan idolatry. Bill, what do you think the Oscar, the Clio, the Emmy, the Screen Actors Guild Award, what are those if they're not false idols? mean, that,
exactly.
They call it a, in Hollywood, it's called a brass doll. You get a brass doll, which is the actual Oscar statuette. You basically can write your own ticket. Emmys and Golden Globes, a little bit less, but nonetheless, that is a deal maker for sure if you can get a brass doll. Mm. Yeah. How does this affect children? Well, first of all, and this, I hate talking about this part, but Bill, this is really why we're here today. Child actors are very often compromised. Now, we've been hearing this term Pizzagate, and Pizzagate is really a nomenclature that speaks to a very small part of the greater Pedogate story. Pedogate, folks, is global child trafficking, child rape, child sacrifice, bloodletting, animal dismemberment, and cannibalism. And that's just what it is. And I'm sorry to be the voice bringing this to you today. But Ezekiel 33, 1 through 6 demands that a watchman on the wall must cry out
exactly
the dust right of the approaching army on the horizon. And that's exactly what I'm doing this morning. This is what goes mm-hmm. down. You get a young child actor. I saw this a lot when I worked for Disney. Something happens, again, at what age? 12. So what they do is they will get a young child actor, and initially you've just got the stage mom and the stage dad around this young child. But what happens over a very short period of time is they begin to have a quote-unquote crew around them that appear to be manager, agent, stylist, publicist, et cetera. But some of these people are handlers, and a handler is who deals with projecting the Luciferian agenda onto this young child. The fastest way that they can blackmail up-and-coming talent, and folks, when they do this, they've got you for life, and it explains mm-hmm. some of the bizarre behavior of people like Tom Cruise. What they do is they will invite you to a party. They use drugs. They use a lot of pharmaceuticals. They will get this young child actor stoned, and then they will proceed to rape, to gang rape, these young up-and-coming stars, be they boys or girls. There's a lot of homosexual activity, a lot of orgiastic behavior that also couples and includes animal dismemberment, bloodletting, and in some cases even cannibalism. Bill, what was the number one film 2 weeks ago that cleaned house at Sundance last year? Raw, cannibalism yes. story. Right. They're not hiding anymore. So here's what mm-hmm. happens. Take a look at the book that was published 2 years ago by Corey Feldman.
Exactly.
Remorse with the loss of his good friend who he co-starred in Goonies with, Corey Haim. Corey Haim and Corey Feldman were victims of child rape. And when they can get you on, when they can surreptitiously record you on video, and by the way, there are AV companies in L.A. that rig these mansions in the Hollywood Hills and the Malibu Hills with cameras, with what we colloquially call a lipstick cam. They're teeny tiny cameras that can fit in the outlet, in an electrical outlet or even a doorknob. Once they have you on tape being repeatedly raped in homosexual behavior, they own you for the rest of your career. You'll do the scripts they tell you to do. You won't do the projects that you really want to do. They've got you forever. And the exactly. worst part of it is they've borrowed, I'm moving very quickly here, but they've borrowed methodology from the Tavistock Institute, MK Ultra, splitting personalities, and ultimately creating what we call SRA, Satanic Ritual Abuse Victims. Now, Bill, I mentioned to you that the witchcraft, multi-generational witchcraft families in this country are very organized. Here's what they do. It's called baby breeding, okay? So you've got a witchcraft family in New Orleans. When they have a daughter that is 12 years old, they will pull her from school. They sequester her in the home. This poor young lady is wrecked. She no longer has her friends around. She's frightened. They will fly in a high-level warlock from another witchcraft family elsewhere in the country and sometimes even elsewhere in the world. Once that warlock arrives, under the consent of the multi-generational witchcraft parent, this warlock begins raping this young girl. And he will rape her repeatedly until the copulation results in her becoming impregnated. At this time, they bring in a Wicca midwife. They bring this Wicca midwife in to ultimately do all the prenatal care and deliver a baby that has absolutely no paper trail, no history, no quote-unquote legend. This baby is unknown to the state or to the powers that be. Why? Because this baby is being bred, quote-unquote. This is called baby breeding, folks. This mm-hmm. child is being bred to offer onto a satanic altar. altar of Moloch, exactly the way that the Canaanites did in the Bible. They would, in the biblical days, they would burn their children, immolate them live.
Exactly, right.
For a harvest, for a bountiful harvest. From what? From Gaia, from the demonic name given to our earth.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I'm telling you here this morning, live on the Bill Martinez Show, that on occasion in Hollywood, and I even went to one of the spots where this happens in the Malibu Hills,
mm-hmm.
they will come together as a druidic coven, and in order to receive a Luciferian satanic quote-unquote blessing, big finger quotes here, blessing on a big-budget mm-hmm. film, they will take a little infant child, helpless, defenseless, and Bill, they take that baby and they throw them on a white-hot altar of the ancient little g-god Moloch, and that mm-hmm. baby burns. It fries like it's in a skillet, so that Satan will bring great financial reward to a $200 or $300 million film production.
One of the very things that God said was an absolute abomination, and why he took the land away from the Canaanites, the Perizzites, all the ites that he kicked out of the promised land that he had sanctified and set aside for the children of Israel. And of course, this was a routine practice of the Canaanites at the time, where they were sacrificing their children to the altar, to the god of Molech. And here we are in the 21st century, and that practice still is being done, and in Hollywood. And this is what your hard-earned dollars is supporting, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you're aghast right now that you've been supporting Planned Parenthood, even with the exposure of David Dalyden's film, showing that they were selling baby parts, and he ends up in jail. Nothing yet has happened at all for the illegality of Planned Parenthood, but that's the world we live in today.
Bill, I want to interject quickly about the Center for Medical Progress. Folks, you need to burn up the phone lines of your congressman, your state assemblyman, your mayor, the prominent business people in your community. This man and the work he did, he is a hero, and I admonish the postmodern American church, I admonish the happy, clappy, milquetoast Christians to get off their butt and do something about defending this man and his organization. He has been locked up because he had the audacity to defend the defenseless. I'm calling upon you, American Christian church, get off your butts and get into the game. I'm so fed up with your with resting in neutral and going to your little potlucks on Sundays and getting home in time for the game. I'm sick of it. It's time to saddle for battle and get in the game, Bill.
Well, Jesus said the gates of hell would not prevail against the church. And where's the church in fighting against the gates of hell? We're also told that the gates of heaven suffer violence. The righteous will take it by storm. And this is the clarion call right now. Exactly. Right. Exactly. This is what we need to do. Well, we've got about a minute left here. I'm going to let you summarize and wrap things up for us, John. This hour went quite quickly, and this is why we need you back to get into this situation. I mean, when you think about these kids that, there's no paper trail on, they have been, they've been cultured in order to serve this satanic purposes. Go ahead.
It must stop, and I'm calling upon the American church to make it stop. Folks, you can find me at HagmanReport.com, two ends on Hagman, HagmanReport.com. Also, visit OnTheObjective.org. OnTheObjective.org. We do a weekly podcast on Saturdays. A bunch of us come together from around the blogosphere and the internet radio community to speak on topics and subjects that are germane to our news cycle and to the day. HagmanReport.com, two ends on Hagman, OnTheObjective.org. Bill Martinez, God bless you, sir. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Amen. John Robertson, thank you. God bless you, buddy. Take care.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Tim.